Back at the end of December, it was reported that Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack had dropped his plans to pursue efforts to create another beef checkoff under the 1996 Commodity Promotion Law. He said people in the beef industry made it clear they did not want USDA to pursue a parallel checkoff to the current $1 per head assessment, so he was happy they could at least find an area of agreement. But he also noted it was the first time in 3 years they've agreed on anything. Now, the Beef Checkoff Enhancement Working Group has been working together for the past few years to try and find ways to make the current beef checkoff program more effective and more efficient. The American Farm Bureau Federation is a part of that group, and at their recent convention, their president, Bob Stallman, had this to say about the beef checkoff.
Well, what I'd like to see, and I think it's the only way that we will make positive changes in terms of increasing the resources for the beef checkoff, is for all those groups that represent beef producers to get together and agree on a path forward in terms of modifying the current act that is in place. And, of course, our policy is focused on a couple of areas, and once again, it may change slightly. But the primary goal of the Beef Checkoff Working Group, from our perspective, has been to figure out a way to increase the resources by increasing the checkoff rate. To do that takes legislation. To accomplish legislation in a difficult, or pass legislation such as this in a difficult political environment, beef industry has to go in there united, and we're not united now. So if you ask me what I'd like to see, I'd like to see the beef industry get united and move forward and improve the checkoff. Too many of the entities involved in the beef industry are fighting policy battles through this discussion about the beef checkoff, which to me is a mistake. It's going to hurt the beef industry. I'm a beef producer. I know the benefits of the checkoff. And at this time in our history with society being further removed from agriculture, you know, the education and information component and marketing component of that beef checkoff is going to be critical for the future.
Stallman said he would like to see the beef industry come together, but so far they are not there, and maybe things will be better yet in 2015. Now, the organizations of the Beef Checkoff Enhancement Working Group consist of the American Farm Bureau Federation, American National Cattlewomen, Cattlemen's Beef Board, Federation of State Beef Councils, Livestock Marketing Association, Meat Importers Council of America, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Livestock Producers Association, the National Milk Producers Federation, and the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.